and welcome to another fabulous episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I'm your host, Miranda Ivy. I'm a Facebook ads manager, a marketing coach, I dabble in a little bit of business coaching, and all round just want to inject a little bit more fun into your business. Now, when I say that, some people think, ooh, that means you're not serious or you don't make any money. And I just want to say that's bullshit. You can have fun and make money at the same time. And I'm on a mission to spread more of that around. So today, I have to say, it's going to be a pretty premium episode. So if you listened to last week or you've gone back and listened to it at some other time, you'll know that I talked about what you want to have ready before you sell a mini course. And as I was recording that, I thought, you know what? I want to dive a little deeper into the content of the course, because while selling it to me can sometimes be the easy part rather than creating it, content really matters when you're selling a mini course. And I've got a few things to share today that maybe you've heard before, maybe you haven't, maybe you're going to hear them for the first time in a different way, and maybe they're going to be more relevant than they were previously because you're at a different point in your business or career or understanding of what your customers need. So today is all about the content of your mini course. Now, before I go any further, do not expect me to tell you the magic formula on you need 5 modules and you need 10 worksheets, because at the end of the day, that doesn't really matter. You could have 21 modules. Well, you probably wouldn't for a mini course because you'd be making a mini profit from a lot of work, but it could just be something like a workshop that you've already run, or a recording that cost more and now it's less. I talked a lot about offers last week and a little bit about pricing, but it could be sort of quite a simple standalone video and worksheet style of situation. I know I've bought them. It could be up to, 5 or 7 short modules with some bonuses and worksheets and all of that. I've bought them too. So it just depends on how you want to deliver your content. And also, maybe based on some of the things that I'm going to talk about today, you're going to get a bit more of an idea of how this might work really well for your customer. Now, one thing that I want you to know before I go any further is I love niche courses. I love it so much when somebody comes to me and they've got like the most incredibly specific niche that I actually haven't even heard of before. I just started working with a new client, and their niche has to do with like art therapy and healing trauma through some amazing like sort of full body art style techniques, like using hands and different mediums to express oneself, along with a lot of like the theory behind that and why it's so important for that mind-body connection. Now, some people might run a mile and think, oh, how on earth do you sell that? And I go, you know what? We are going to sell that, because it's so specific. And when it's so specific, the people who need to hear it are going to find it. So my first point when it comes to creating content and thinking about what kind of course you're going to be making, if you haven't already made it, or to revisit the one that you've already made because you want to sell more of it, is how niche can you go? So I just gave you an example of a very niche audience. And then another person that I've spoken to this week, another client, she's gone for a much broader, I'm going to cover off 8 different topics. It has to do with health and wellness in older sort of people over 50, not that old, I'm on my way, but sort of 8 broad topics, a little bit of info on each, give them a bit of a roundabout way of learning more about their health and wellness. Which one do you think is easier to sell with Facebook ads? The first one, incredibly niche, we can really target those art therapists or mental health professionals, or anyone over 50 who maybe doesn't feel the best or wants to feel a little bit better. which one is going to be more of the type of person who sees an ad that they didn't necessarily know that they were looking for and go, ooh, I think I need that. Ooh, I think I might need to jump on board with that course. Yeah, the first one is a lot easier to sell through Facebook ads when people have had no contact with you, but you're able to go really specific. The second one, while it sounds a bit more general, and so you can target more people with Facebook ads in your marketing, it also means that there's more of a chance that people won't know it's for them because you're painting such a broad brushstroke with your ads and your marketing, because you're not really kind of going for that specific problem. Now, wait a minute, and this is where the magic happens. Even if you are selling a broad program like the second one that's going to help people in more of a general way, maybe it's a stepping stone to a larger program or working with you one-on-one, you can still go niche when you decide which specific problem you're going to target with your ads and your marketing. So thinking of that person over 50, there's so many different ways we can work with this. There's going after body aches and pains. There's going after illnesses. There's going after major surgeries and getting better after that. There's going after brain health and that cognitive functioning that slows down after 50. Now, we all know I'm no health professional, so I'm not going to go too deep on that. Usually this is when I'm working with someone and sort of drawing it out of them because I don't know your field as well as you do. But by going super niche with our messaging, our ad copy, our marketing, because obviously this is sort of backed up by social posts and emails and that type of thing, you're able to sort of turn that head of someone who goes, oh, hang on a second. Now you're not just talking about general health and wellness. Now you're talking about the fact that, X amount of people are going to be suffering dementia by a certain age, or the fact that I want to avoid that and I'd love to know some simple strategies on things that I can incorporate into my day-to-day life now so that there's less chance of me going down that path as I get older. You can see how it's working, right? So even though it's a mini course and it's general, we're able to use our ads, our messaging, and our marketing to really go specific and solve that specific problem for a specific niche. The other cool thing when you're doing that, when it comes to like the content of your course, is that you're able to capture people's attention. I'm really trying to build rapport with very limited tools. I mean, the internet's amazing, don't get me wrong, and websites, I love them, socials, amazing. But if we're talking about trying to make money straight from an ad into a mini course sale, you're building rapport like so fast. So you've got to use those tools that you have available with you. And I'm like doing a little dance as I talk about this because I'm like, those tools. We've got our copywriting, we've got our imagery, we've got our videos, colors, all of that. But it really comes down to copywriting. So this is how you're going to capture their attention. And the other cool thing I want you to note is you can try this if you are creating quite a general course, mini course for sale, or the workshop's quite general, but you want to go after a specific niche. You can just change the niche as much as you want. Maybe you can duplicate the page so you don't lose the other one and just try different messages. That is the amazing thing about online marketing is, yes, we pay for this in our time. And if you don't have the skills yourself, you have to pay someone to help you do this. But we're not like printing off all these marketing materials and throwing them in the bin when we get it wrong. So if you have been having trouble selling a mini course and you've wondered whether it was the content and you need to throw it all out and get a new content plan and you could record a bunch of new videos, pause and reflect and review your current sales page and messaging that you've had around it and go, can I get a little bit more niche? Or can I get a very bit more niche? Because that is how people will know it's for them. So the second thing, and I think this is, I'm going to say, I reckon this is probably the best point that I'm going to be sharing today, which, you know, you want to get really accessed in some of my paid workshops lately. And it's a really great thing to think about. And it's, if you're creating a mini course, what prerequisites do people need to have in order to buy it? And one, how can you make it obvious that they need to have those? And two, how kind of broad can you go with those prerequisites? Is broad the right word? I guess it's sort of like I'm imagining a funnel. So at the top of that funnel is the widest point. So that is the widest point of people to capture in your very specific niche. But we want to make sure those prerequisites aren't too hard for them to jump on board. Let me give you an example of one of my courses that, while is amazing, didn't quite hit the mark in terms of sales and getting people on board. So a couple of years ago, I created a mini course called Show and Sell. It was helping e-commerce businesses create better videos for their ads and helping them then set up an ad to run for their e-commerce business. It was like, I don't know how much I charged for this, $29. It was incredible value. And it was a classic case of, oh, keep on telling everyone the same thing. I need to, I need to make a course on this. But the problem, I think, looking back on it now, is that the prerequisites were way too difficult. One, they had to be an e-commerce business. Okay, that's easy. Two, they had to like be running ads. Okay, yes, easy-ish. They had to, three, they had to understand that video was where it's at and they're gonna make more sales. Okay, I probably could have done a better job in terms of selling that in the ads and on the sales page, but four, they have to kind of know that all of that's going to work and return a sale. Like that all of that is worth their time, effort, and $29. It was a hard sell and I made it hard and I'm totally happy to wear that. Whereas I just bought a mini course this past week, kind of almost because I'm talking about it so much and I thought, you know what, let's just jump on in and like have this marketing work on me. And it was for the iPhone Photography School. I shared actually one of their video ads on my page recently because I was like, this is a fantastic video ad. But I bought it and it's like, let's think about the prerequisites for this course. Do you have an iPhone and you take photos? Like, how many more people are going to be doing that? And same goes with the examples that I shared before, like the health and wellness course for people over 50. Okay, yes, very broad, but, and then do you want to avoid the pain of losing cognitive functioning? Because this sort of, you know, making these changes are going to actually stand you in good stead as you grow older. Got a niche, you know what you need to be doing beforehand. In some ways, for that target market, there needs to be an awareness of online courses and them working and, being able to take action on them. So it can be a little bit trickier, but I'd love for you to think about that in terms of your mini course, because I'm assuming you're going to make one or you've made one. What are the prerequisites for joining your program? Because the more obvious you can make it, the more people will know it's for them. I just saw another ad for another type of photography, iPhone Photography School competitor. But in the ad copy, they literally say, do you have an iPhone, an Android, a smartphone? Like, they're so obvious as to what you need to do in order to join this course. So have a think about it for your particular audience. Say you're selling like a movement course, like yoga or Pilates or even dancing. It's like, have you got a body? Have you got 5 minutes? Have you got a desire to move better and feel better and have strength as you grow older, if your target market's a bit older or whatever it might be? That can be really simple. But the more that we can be explicit about who our mini courses for and who the content will help, the easier you will find to sell this course. Which leads me to my final point, which is how easy can it be delivered? In terms of the content, there is this desire to, I guess, over-deliver in terms of modules and value, because we see those courses all the time. It's like, you are going to get 100 videos for the price of $9, which, yes, oh my goodness, so much value. I can't believe it. Here's my $9. It works in some ways. On the flip side, who's really going to watch those 100 videos? Not that many people. So if you're able to deliver the content in less modules, in shorter modules, in ways that just makes it so easy for people to jump on in, open the first module, and start taking action, you are going to stand yourself in, you know, such a better position for them to get the value out of what it is that you're selling. Because I know you, you're not creating this just because you want to make lots of money. I know that you're creating this because there is a underlying desire to change something or change someone's world or make life easier or better for other people. So just remember that. Sometimes life isn't easy when you hide it behind 10 60-minute videos, even though it only cost me $16 to join. I'm probably going to watch 10 minutes of the first one and then disappear. So content, ease of consuming it will stand you in great stead. That's why selling something like a pre-recorded workshop isn't the worst idea in the world. If you're able to follow these steps of, you know, specific problem for a specific group, capturing their attention, they know which prerequisites they need, they get, you know, a bit of, understanding, there's a workbook, it's not the end of the world. If you remember, I was a big fan of paid workshops coming into the end of last year, and I still am. I think it's a great way to deliver some really awesome information to a target group of people so that they get to know you and they know that what you're all about, and also they can then take action. Same goes with your mini course. If it's got, you know, 3, 5, 7 modules, you really want people to take action, because usually your mini course is going to be a stepping stone to working in a deeper way with you. That's why they exist. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we want to give people a certain amount of information so they can take action, but hopefully that's going to then prime them for that next step of jumping into a higher paid program with you, a longer program, maybe working one-on-one with you, maybe buying another one of your course. If you've got a membership, that's also a possibility. So I so hope that this episode all on the content of your mini course has been useful. You know what to do. Send me a message. If you've listened to this, tag me on Instagram. Take a photo of yourself listening to it. I don't know if anybody's ever done that for me, but, you know, maybe you can be the first one. I often do get messages, so thank you so much for tuning in. And next week, yeah, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into the Facebook ads side of things for selling your mini course. I so hope you can join me then. Until next time, stay fabulous. Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Fabulous Marketing. If you liked it, I would love for you to head on over to iTunes or Spotify, leave me a review. And if you know someone who could use this, maybe you could forward it to them so they can have a listen. And if you are a micro business with less than 5 employees and you want to get your mojo back, head to mirandaivy.com/micro and download my free micro business self-check-in now. Until next time, stay fabulous.